Dear St. Anthony. You'd be better off troubling St. Anthony. But he can't hear you. Because St. Anthony is not ascended into the heavens. In fact, no man hath ascended into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. The only place you find saints is right here on the earth. I'm a saint.
You think you're a saint?
I don't know. What should I think I am? A reprobate? I'd rather think I was a saint and be wrong than think I was a reprobate and be right. I'm not that hung up on being right. But I tell you this, if you think you're a reprobate and you die thinking you're a reprobate, you will not be wrong. You are rejected. But let's not believe that. Let's believe God has accepted us. Why not? Why believe God has rejected you? Unless you just love sin and you really don't want to stop. It's one thing to mourn a godly sorrow over evil and sin in your life. God is with you to deliver you. And it can take time. Oh, I know it can take time. Despise not the long suffering and forbearance of God, which leads you to repentance. Alluding to Romans, the early chapters. God is long suffering with you. And yes, there are sins that are more grievous than others, you know. But I don't see Paul really making much allowance for anything. And I think this is in response to their attitude. We need proof that you're really an apostle. Oh, you want proof? I should come in with all authority and power. Right? To cast some out. To destroy some. But he says, no! I'm coming for your edification and your perfection. Let's lower. Not in verse 10, but let me go and see. I pray to God that you do no evil, that you should appear approved. Oh, I'm sorry. Not that we should appear. I mean, I don't want you to be good so that I can look good. Okay? I want you to do good, because earlier in the book, it could have sounded like that's what he was saying. Though I'm afraid I'm going to look bad. You know, he had said, because of my boasting in you. I don't want to be ashamed of my boasting. But you know, he would bear it. Believe me. Paul would bear looking bad over boasting of them. The point is, he doesn't want, it's for their sake. I want you to do what is honest. You said you were forward to do this. And I bragged about it to people. I don't want to be ashamed, but that's not my first concern. My first concern is that you would do what's honest. You abide by your word. You know, people always, I always get irritated because people give me their word and then it means nothing. And they say to me, well, I didn't give you my word. I'm like, yes, you did. You said it would be this, but I didn't give you. They think that to give their word is another form of an oath. Like, I swear I'll do it. I give you my word. No, I will do it. That is your word. When something comes out of your mouth and you say, I'll be there. Right? When you say, I will be there. That is your word. That is your word. And if you don't abide by it, then you're not a man of your word. What you say, go out of your mouth. I want to be generous. I want to give. Right? That is your word. You're not to say, I swear I'll give. In fact, we're encouraged not to swear. Don't swear. Just say what you mean. You're better off just saying, I really want to give. And I hope I shall be able to give. But I know it's going to be very difficult for me to give because I have a large family to take care of. Or whatever, you know? Mitigate. Don't talk big and not deliver. Be honest. Because you know in your heart your limitations. You know who you are in Christ. I don't know why I'm yelling at everybody. But because I think this final thing is Paul's final harsh word to them. Wrapping up everything he said. You know, he talked about money and all that. Hey! I almost wish I read this chapter first. But if you studied the whole book, now you get it. Was Paul afraid of the money? Oh, I'll be embarrassed. Don't embarrass me. No, he was afraid. I'm going to be embarrassed. But what he's really worried about is, you're not honest. I think it somewhat was... His tenderness towards them was limiting him in the way he was going to say things to them. So most of the book, he, in a way, I look at him as almost taking their unpleasant qualities on himself. They're not men of their words, so he makes himself seem vain and worry about looking bad. You know? Even in this, I see Paul's heart as plain as day. Though I look bad, though I look rejected, I want you to be honest. For we can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. And that's why I say, believe God has chosen you. Because you're not going to do anything against the truth. I tell you what, if God has rejected you, you will be rejected. If He has chosen you, you will be chosen. You know, there must needs be false prophets. I can't do anything against the truth. If I'm deceived, God has suffered me to be deceived, and I will be a false prophet like all the other false prophets, and I will fulfill His word. I will be the truth. I will be mishandling the word of God. I will handle it deceitfully, and I will show that God is true. I cannot be against the truth. Even the liars aren't against the truth because they are the liars just like the truth said. All they do is prove it more. You know, every false, you know, people, all the, you know, the thing is, people don't realize all the false churches, all the ministers of destruction, all the ministers of deceit, the people, they think, yeah, the Bible's nothing because of those verses. No, no, no. They prove it. And you prove it by your doubt. You prove it. You're also a part of it, whether you like it or not. You're just playing another part. You scoffers. And he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. Because he is not interested in you. Unless, perchance, he gives grace to you that you should repent from your foolish ways. And you are most pitiable. But, it must not always be so. Most pitiable. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. And this also we wish, you are perfect. We want you to be perfect. You ever had a minister tell you that?